Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
We've seen a lot of parity in college lacrosse this season. 7 different teams have held the top ranking at some point this year. There's so much depth in lacrosse that one of those 7 teams didn't even get into the tournament. WAER's Tyler Aki takes a look at this year's loaded field.
It's the most competitive field I've seen so far.
I'll say 10 teams, I think, can legitimately win the whole thing. And that might not even be enough.
I would probably say 10 could really win if they caught fire.
Don't be surprised, too, if a lot of top seeds go down before we even get to the quarters.
There has never been an NCAA tournament field quite like this one. After a season that featured a revolving door at the country's number one overall ranking, the depth of this year's field is unparalleled. ESPN's Chris Cotter sees the game's expansion as a primary factor.
You know, you talk about high schools out west and down south are starting to really pick it up. Exploding in some of these states, and so the teams that are really trying to grow their programs, like, for example, Richmond and Furman, and some of these schools that are a little bit further down south, when you get even deeper into the schools that are in the Northeast, like Hofstra had such a good year, even though it came to a crashing end, there are more players now that can go to some of these schools.
Likewise, Cotter's colleague Paul Carcaterra thinks that the game's growth has led to a more balanced playing field.
So many good kids playing this sport right now. This isn't a game where you can just call it a day if you're a coach and recruit the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. There's kids everywhere playing this game. It's the fastest growing team sport in the country. So yeah, the top is weaker, but the game is stronger.
So with the top not being as strong, that has led to an even talent distribution, which has impacted the superpowers of lacrosse, and because of that, Cotter believes the upsets will continue into the tournament.
Well, I think because really when you look at it, I don't think there are any really great teams, and yet there are a lot of really good teams. So I think that's kind of part of it, is you don't have a lot of dominance at the top. I think Maryland has clearly sort of established himself as that number one team, and I don't think you get really much argument from anybody else. And I think they come into this tournament as a favorite. But I think after that, and we've seen it all year long, no one can stand prosperity. The number one team is constantly getting knocked off, and I think that's probably going to continue here in the tournament.
And the tournament thus far has already proved Cotter's point. Seeded teams like Johns Hopkins and Penn State have already been knocked off by unseeded teams. So what exactly does it take to pull off an upset? Here's what Carcaterra thinks.
You look at every championship run, there's a guy or two who played better than he did during the regular season and kind of gave that team the opportunity to win it all.
Along with guys stepping up, Cotter thinks that valuing possessions is another ingredient in the upset recipe.
Just being able to take care of the ball. You have guys that can either suck up ground balls or you limit your own turnovers, limit your own mistakes. Possessions are key. And so those two areas enable you to keep possession and keep possession away from the opposition. I always think that's as much a key as anything. It's just being able to control the flow of the game by being able to control the ball.
So with this many upsets and quality teams, why isn't the NCAA expanding its field? Well, for starters, approximately 25% of the league gets into the tournament. To put that into perspective, less than 20% of teams get into the NCAA men's basketball tournament. But Cotter says that scheduling is a big reason why the field isn't growing.
I don't think we could expand much more than to 20 teams, and at the absolute most, 24, because keep in mind, too, they still want to play this championship game on Memorial Day. So they don't want to push that out a week. So you have to squeeze everything in between now and Memorial Day still.
Carcaterra also doesn't envision expansion in the near future. However, he wants to see something else change before the number of teams grows.
I would like to see the NCAA committee disregard the geographical restrictions. I would like to see the field first get a grasp on truly seeding the teams 1 through 16, and the one seed plays 16, 2 plays 15, 3 plays 14, on and on and on, because right now they're only seeding 1 through 8,
The Orange gets to face an unseeded opponent, which previously would have been thought of as a shoe-in victory. However, in today's college lacrosse landscape, nothing is automatic. Tyler Aki, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, waer.org, and follow us on Twitter at @WAER Sports.